USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to force states to cooperate with U.S. immigration enforcement, according to a federal appeals court in New York. The ruling by the Second District Court of Appeals in Manhattan overturned a lower court's decision ordering the administration to release funding to New York City and seven states, including New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Rhode Island. The states and city sued the U.S. government after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would withhold grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to their jails and provide advance notice when someone in the country illegally is about to be released into the public. At least seven people were killed in a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewing Company in Milwaukee. The dead include the shooter, according to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
65 years after Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi, the House has approved legislation designated lynching as a hate crime under federal law. The bill introduced by Illinois Representative Bobby Rush and named after Till comes 120 years after Congress first considered anti-lynching legislation and after dozens of similar efforts were defeated. The measure was approved 410-4. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill, which designates lynching as a federal hate crime punishable by up to life in prison, a fine, or both. A Texas elementary school art teacher who was placed on administrative leave after showing her students a picture of her and her fiancé has reached a $100,000 settlement after a judge ruled her suspension was unconstitutional. Stacey Bailey said the agreement the district and I made in the settlement are a positive step toward making things better for gay employees. The Mansfield Independent School District said the two parties agreed to settle in an amiable manner. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new survey names what states are best for black-owned businesses, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the findings.
FitSmallBusiness.com ranking states on the number of African-American-owned businesses they have, as well as corporate tax rates and what assets are offered to black entrepreneurs. Number one on the list of best states for black entrepreneurship is Georgia. Second on the list was Texas, followed by Florida, California, and North Carolina. It also says the number of businesses in America owned by black women grew by 322% since 1997. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Greece's government opted to defuse tensions after protests over plans for new migrant camps on two of its islands turned into violent clashes between police and local residents, some armed with Molotov cocktails and shotguns. Hundreds of residents attacked police officers guarding the sites of the future detention camps on the islands of Lesbos and Chios. A large crowd later laid siege for hours to a Lesbos army camp where riot-controlled squads were billeted. Dozens of police officers were injured during the unrest, and the Greek government spokesman said many of the riot police deployed to the islands this week would be pulled out. You can stay updated on your news by going online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.